been given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry intuitively listens and expresses the deep questions on people's hearts and elevates the conversation, while Noemi Grace channels divine wisdom and expansive answers to your deepest questions. Each show's themes are related to self-love, self-healing, relationships, and personal struggles, offers tools that will lead to sacred stability and help you find your best solutions. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace.
Well, hello, everybody. It just feels good hearing that intro and sitting here and being in this moment. Hello, Noemi.
Yes, I love the intro, and I love our music, and your voice is so resonant in that intro. So I had my eyes closed. I was basking in it. It was yummy.
Yes. It's really, I love how when we words and feelings, if we're present and stay tuned to them, it really does anchor us in that moment. And today's show is a head turner, I think. I think when we, the title of our show and the first question, which I'm about to reveal to everybody, it does, it makes you go, what? So the question we're asking people is, have you ever considered that your compassion needs boundaries? My head turns when I hear it.
And it does. Boundaries are so essential. And they're, the more compassionate we are, sometimes the less strong our boundaries are, because we care for others so much, and we want to give to them and we want to help them. And so we kind of arrive at our boundary and we continue going. We're like, yeah, sure, I'll do this for you. Oh yeah, and I'll do that too. And it's so vitally essential, because if we don't have the boundaries on our compassion, if we will just eventually become depleted. And that's not serving us, for sure. And it's not serving the people that we love and care about either.
No, and I feel like even just that question, and exactly for those reasons that you just shared about how we maybe go tiptoe across those boundaries, is that it's almost like, how dare you put boundaries on compassion? Like, I almost feel like I would be ashamed if I, you know, you think about that, or if I think, like, it's like a no, that's a bad thing. But we're going to do the show today about how healthy, I love that you said that, Noemi, how healthy it is to have these boundaries. It's a good thing. It's helping others and yourself. It's not a bad thing at all.
Boundaries are a form of self-care, and self-care, we all need it. Right? So, and it's, I think we think about boundaries in terms of, okay, here's where I end and the other person begins, but we don't necessarily apply it across the board to things like compassion and service and even kindness. Because if we're kind to others at our own expense, it's going to take a toll. And so, you know, it is that need to recognize that the boundaries serve us and they serve the other person too.
Yes, and I have a fun story for later to share. But what we'll do, we'll begin with our show description, parts of it here, and we'll dive in. So, does your compassion have boundaries? Have you ever considered that your compassion needs boundaries? We may aspire to deepen our compassion, but compassion might also be balanced by boundaries. You see, our compassion is like water in a well. Our supply of compassion must be replenished, or we drain the well and have nothing left for anyone, including ourselves. We can easily empty the well by extending our compassion too much in the direction of one person or to too many people in a short period of time. And just to go over these compassion boundaries and how they can help, they help us to recognize how much we can extend ourselves at any time. They show us where we are getting hurt in extending compassion to others. They remind us to also have compassion for ourselves. And they let us know when we must stop and replenish ourselves. And this final little part, compassion boundaries are essential yet fluid. I like this. Sometimes we can stretch ourselves more than at other times. And discernment really comes into play here with our compassion boundaries. I love the well. I love the well, Noemi. That's such a good...
Oh, yes. And I love the image that we chose with... There's a well, and if you haven't seen the Facebook post, check it out. There's a well, and underneath the well, there's a a stream, like it's like a cascade, you know, and a spring. Yes, the spring, and it's under there. It's feeding the well. It's not a stagnant well. And so our well of compassion, we should feed that. We should feed that by taking care of us. It's a form of self-care, as I said. So once we take care of ourselves, if we're having a day where too much is already on our plate, sometimes we have to learn to say no. And even in a loving way, I wish I could, but I just have to say no. I wish I could, but I can't today. Maybe tomorrow, or the next day, you know, and negotiating those boundaries too. So it doesn't have to be all or nothing, right? So there's that piece about it being fluid, essential yet fluid. You know, if we're having this day where we have a lot of space in our day, we don't have a lot of tasks that we've been assigned, you know, we have assigned to ourselves, then someone reaches out and says, can you help me? Or they reach out and they want to talk for a long time about something that's distressing to them, then you have that reserve for it. And you say yes. And other days, it's like, oh my goodness, I'm just hoping to get through this day in one piece. That would not be the day to say yes to something that you don't have the capacity for, because it's a capacity issue as well. It's you know.
Yes. Capacity and knowing how much. And funny you should mention capacity. That's a great word. We did not really talk about that. I love that you brought that up. Capacity, love this. How knowing how much we do have and don't have. And when I was younger, I was mature. I hadn't had a lot of life experience yet. I had a job pet sitting, and I knew where my, let's call them, boundaries were, right? But my heart was so compassionate for the animals. I knew every animal needed to have. So every time my employer would ask me, could you walk this dog or could you go at this time it is? And I already knew when I couldn't. So I had to say no so many times, it hurt me. And so I actually had to ask her, I said, can you please not ask me if it's outside these? Because every time I say no, it breaks my heart. And I didn't want to keep telling her that my well was empty. I don't have any more water in this well. So I said, please don't come to the well. It's closed off for a little bit. But we can work on being able to have self honoring the well and feeling like, I think that this show, I would love for us to go into how can we feel not so pressured. And so we don't have to tell people the well is closed, but feel really good to say, well, you know, the well is a little dry right now. You know, we have to, I'm replenishing.
Yes.
Right now. This is it.
Well, yes. To feel good about saying the well is running dry. I don't have it in me to do this. You know, I hear that you really need help. My heart wants to help you, but I can't. My body can't help you, or my mind doesn't have it, or whatever it is, to be able to say it in a way. You know, when you can communicate a boundary and hold it with people that care about you, most people, if we are comfortable setting the boundary, are not going to abuse us. They might be disappointed. They might be, oh, I just don't know who to ask. I thought you would be the one that would help me. And maybe they're not even throwing guilt when they say that. Maybe that's really where they're at. But they're not going to blame us. Most people, loving, kind, caring people, will not be blaming. They will understand, even though they might be really disappointed, and communicate that.
I love how you said that. And yes, and throughout our lives, we can probably recognize where we might, somebody has expressed or communicated their boundary to us. And it's not like we're going to deny that, wow, I am disappointed, but I do understand and I respect where they are. And this is where I am. That sucks. You know, you might think,
sure.
To honor it. Yeah.
Yes. To honor that. When someone says no to us, it might sting. It might feel disappointing. They might be like, oh man, they don't have time to do this with me, for me, or they can't, or they're going on vacation, so they're not going to be around to help me with this thing, or whatever it is, you know. And so when we feel that, you know, to not take it personally, to recognize this person, if someone cares about for us and they say no, they're embracing courage to speak their truth. They're embracing courage to set that boundary because it takes courage. And so, yes. You know, to not then guilt anybody or to guilt ourselves because it takes courage to set that boundary and to hold it.
Oh my goodness. This is on to something we didn't even, this is why I love these shows. You know, this show just really holds its value. But the show, I feel like right now, once we do understand and more honor and communicate our boundaries in compassion and understanding and love, when somebody else does it, wow, that it's so much easier to connect with that person. And I think the world just really would benefit by us having this little experience and lesson. Not taking things so personally. And I just had an epiphany on this. Thank you.
Oh, I love epiphanies. You know, it's the more that we can set the boundary for ourselves, then when we can recognize when someone's setting a boundary for themselves for self-care, not that they don't care about us, but they're taking care of themselves. They're caring for themselves. They need to do that. And then it helps to not take it personally. But if we say no, if we can't say I can't, if we can't say I won't be able to do this for you, if we can't communicate that because we're feeling guilty, and it's going to be really hard for us not to take it personally if someone else has that ability to care enough about themselves so they can say, no, I can't do that. Yes. You know, I mean, so one time I asked you something and you said, what do you think in the week between shows if we would to do something? And you said, my schedule's too full. I can't do it. And you were just so clear. And I was like, oh, good. Well, okay. No days. You know, right? Because you were so clear. And I said, I really don't think I have space for this, but what do you think about, you know? So here I was going to stretch the boundary and you were, no, that's not going to be good self-care for me. So it was good because it wasn't going to be good self-care for me either.
Worded. Oh, that's a good one. We'll have to get a quote around that. But yes, it wouldn't be good self-care for me to go across this boundary at this particular time. Okay. Do we have enough time if we went in a minute into commercial? Do we have time for you to read the beautiful preacher?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the message that started the conversation with Source that I asked, what can we do about boundaries for compassion? It's called Strengthen Your Compassion Through Boundaries. Compassion is one of the human qualities that is most divine. Our compassion, which is our love reaching out to you for transformation, is infinite, but your compassion is not. One of the ways that many caring humans damage themselves is to love without limits and express that in unbounded compassion towards those they love and care for. Your compassion, which is an expression of your deepest love, can be limitless in quality, but it is limited in quantity. Part of the human experience for all of you is to become unlimited in your limitation. It is the quality, not the quantity, that becomes unlimited. When you fully live is the essence of who you are. To love without limits is to fully embrace who you are as a unique expression of divine love. Compassion without limits is to share yourself as fully you in a loving connection. The quality is unlimited, and only you can be fully you and share yourself as the love that you are. In this way, your love and its expression through compassion becomes unlimited. The essence is full, but the quantity is limited. You can increase both the quality and quantity, though, if through growing in self-love and acceptance and sharing yourself as the love that is uniquely you in connection with others. Learn to be unlimited in your nature within the limitations of your human life. You must balance quality with quantity in your unique expression. As you grow in self-love, you automatically embrace self-care, and that self-care will serve you well and help you to prevent exhaustion and depletion. The best way to do this is to establish healthy boundaries on your expression of compassion. Can you be fully you within the limitations of your energy level, your time, and circumstances? And can you include yourself first in compassion? Without compassion for yourself, you value others over you, and you easily drain your supply of compassion to the point of physical, mental, and emotional exhaustion. Even your soul, your timeless essence, can become exhausted in oversharing your compassion with others without sharing it with yourself. Fill yourself first. Then your cup can overflow with compassion, kindness, generosity, mercy, grace, and so much more. Value yourself. This is the basis of healthy compassion. If you do not value yourself, or you value others above yourself, you drain yourself, exhaust yourself, and become depleted to the point where you can experience a breakdown physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. Value yourself as you value others. Learn to be in service to yourself as you serve others, and give yourself a healthy dose of compassion and kindness every day. And you'll be surprised as you develop this practice that you start to set boundaries on your compassion. Your compassion actually deepens when you value yourself and share your compassion with yourself. The quality deepens, and so does the quantity. Yet your reserves also grow. You do not do yourself the disservice in service to others. The best way to start to extend boundaries around your compassion is to include yourself in your compassion. And as you become more compassionate to yourself, your compassion for others grows. Yet you respect yourself and your needs more. And as you learn to say no and to negotiate the boundaries of how much compassion you will extend and in what way. Sometimes extending compassion energetically can do more for someone than anything you could do physically. Operate on all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and your boundaries become fluid, and you're better able to help others and be in service to them as you are in greater service to yourself. Value yourself. Extend compassion to yourself, and become aware of when your compassion for others is becoming damaging to you. Learn to say no to overextension and depletion. Just as a young child has no problem asserting themselves and saying no, you must learn to relearn the ability to say no to others, no to choices, as you say a resounding yes to you. In this way, you develop strong and healthy boundaries that enable you to care for others as you care for yourself more deeply. In great love and compassion, we are complete, yet ever expanding. Namaste.
And with that, we'll sneak away to commercial and discuss when we come back on Access to Angels Kids.
Mm-hmm.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Roslyn Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Well, Noemi,
Lisa.
What I loved, I grabbed one of those sentences from there, and I hope I got it right, but when the essence is full and the quantity is limited.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said the essence is full, it's the essence of our compassion. And I was going to have you just expand as a Noemi answer, not a channeled answer, but a Noemi answer.
Okay, a Noemi answer, yes.
So the essence of when the essence of compassion is full, what does that look like?
So in my understanding, in terms of when I talk to the divine, they use essence in a special way, which is they always typically are talking to me when they use that word about our unique essence, who we uniquely are, which is based in love. And we are all so unique. And we all have these unique gifts and we have this unique essence. So the compassion, when it's fully aligned with the essence of who we are, and it's rich, it's got fullness to it, it's got resonance, it's resonating, we're in alignment with who we truly are, and our compassion comes from there rather than our mind's compassion, which, oh, I really need to, I can't say no to this, or even rules that we have. When somebody asks this, I have to say yes. And so when it's in full alignment with who we are, then that's full compassion.
I love
even if
that.
It's limited in quantity.
Yeah, so something that we all feel that when it resonates, when it feels good, when it's in full alignment and it doesn't need a rule. Oh, I love that. That's mm-hmm. when we can start questioning, like, am I doing this because I truly want to and it feels good? Or am I following a rule because I think society wants me to do this, or mom and dad want me to do this, or all those things? And this actually goes really, really well with the story I was going to share. And it felt, some people may, everybody will have a judgment, of course, on your own alignment. So this is when you would do this no matter what the judgment is and how it is. And my story is that I listed to sell something on Marketplace for the first time. And I sold it. I received the money and I was about to mail it. And there was some questions that came in after the fact. Like, I just was going to mail it today, to be honest. This happened this morning. And the lady wrote back to me and she said, oh, I was just wondering, can you send me a picture about this and this? I'm just questioning about the item on this thing and this thing. And she gave me the whole reasons why. And my compassion went out and I was like, oh, well, this might not work for you then. So we chatted back and forth and I sent some more pictures about it. It was a watch. In the end, I said, I don't think this is going to be good for you. She goes, I don't think it is either. Would it be so bad of me if I could not take it? And I said, absolutely. And I sent her money back. I even paid for the fee, the $1.50. but I felt really good because that was a boundary, first of all, that she wanted to go with her boundaries and say, I don't want to spend money on something I'm not going to be happy with just because I know, and would it be okay with you? And I had the right to say yes or no or whatever. And it felt really good. And other people might say, no, that was a sale. You got the money. You should have shipped it and completed it. But what is that true? What aligned with me? It was like, I don't want this woman to be unhappy. And I don't, so it felt good to have that boundary of compassion. And I felt it was compassion because I really was compassionate to her situation and she was compassionate to mine. And it,
Yes, that mutual compassion. I thought it was beautiful how she asked, would you be okay if she didn't take it? And you having a sense that she would not be happy. And that's, to me, that's an abundant abundance of compassion where you weren't, oh, but you know, now I have to list it again. And I, you know, I'm going to pay her the extra $1.50 and, yeah. and I, you know, I'm going to have to go through this again. It's going to cost me more time, money, whatever. You weren't in that. You were in the abundance of compassion. To me, that fullness of compassion, it just hit me that that's abundant compassion.
Abundant, you know,
that's, ooh, it just hit me. And so in that abundant compassion, it worked so beautifully. She shared hers with you, and you shared back to her.
Yes, and it felt like a team.
Yes, and how beautiful that is. And that's a beautiful story, because I love how she was, it wasn't just you, you know.
Yes, and it wasn't her saying, you know what, it wasn't mean. It was total, let's have the chat about this. And what one could explore in the boundaries of this.
And somebody might say, you got walked over, you know, or like, and one might question, like, did I overextend my boundary? Now, if, let's say it was, I was like, well, no, I really think this would fit, you know, then I would have to express my boundary the other way. It just, you know, worked out kind of thing. And in the end, yeah, I didn't have a sale, but it didn't feel bad. And I think that's where I was coming to. That's the fullness, the alignment with the essence is when you don't feel bad about it.
Well, yes, and you can feel, you know, good. I mean, I had a situation where somebody called me, they read my profile on Psychology Today, and they read the website, and they read the testimonials, and they were convinced that I was going to be the best therapist for them. I'm having this conversation with this person that in 20 minutes could not pick a time for our first session. And I am realizing, and this person was saying to me, they even picked up on it. And I said, I really do have two other phone calls to make in the next 10 minutes. Could we wrap this up? And then, you know, this is a one-time thing. You can pick a different time. And he said, you're a straight shooter, aren't you? And I said, yeah. And he said to me, it takes a lot of patience to talk to me. And I said, oh, do you find me impatient? And he said, no, I think you're too straight for me. And I said, too straight shooting, not straight,
yes.
straight, but you know. And I said, that is a really great insight that you're having. He goes, and he said, so what do you think if we don't do this right now? And I was thinking, well, you know what? I want to honor you, because I was thinking, I don't know if I could have, I don't know if I could do this, you know. And because he, you know, and then the next day he came back and said, I reread your testimonials. You are the best therapist for me. I need you. You know, and this was in a voicemail. And before I got time to, and I was like, no, we already had this conversation. I'm going to hold that boundary, you know. And then he came back later and saying, yeah, I rethought about it. I think I'm better with somebody else. So, but it was kind of at first he was having the compassion boundary for himself going, your testimonials say that you're going to be the best therapist for me, but in my experience of you, I think we might not be that compatible. And I certainly didn't take it personally because I was feeling it too. And in the end, he found someone else, even though he tried to come back again and he was doing that dance. But I held the boundary then of like, yeah, no, this is not going to work.
A fabulous story to demonstrate. You just gave us a perfect example. And thank you for this. Holding the boundary, you said. That is so, because we can often say, no, I stuck with my boundary, but then that guilt or second guessing or rules sneak back in. And now we don't feel good about it, or we try to. And I love that you just said holding the boundaries. And
oh, yeah. So
that is, oh, okay. I think this is the channeled message that we
okay, love to have you go. Okay, let's go. We got just enough time here.
Yes. So it's all about holding the boundary. So, yeah, not going back on it, second guessing, feeling confident in it. And if it is ready to be not held, then to say, you know what, let's move forward. How to know when to hold the boundary and when to, yeah.
Flex, right? It's
flex,
fluid. So when
flex, yes. Fluid. Yes. I got excited. You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them.
How are we doing? Isn't that Texas whatever? Hold them and fold them and all of that. Yes.
And yes. Aww. All right.
So I'm going to go in. So just give me a moment to deepen the connection to source. And I'm going to turn it over to them. This is a really great question, so I'm eager to hear what they have to say as well. So let's I'm going to grab a swig of water. Divine, we're so grateful that you're here, that you can help us with this boundary and how to be fluid with it, and when to flex and when to stand firm, and how do we know, and how can we trust that knowing, and how can we have that knowing that we can trust. And so just really excited to hear what you have to say. And we are eager to share with you about this question. We have made you all separate yet connected. One, you're all one and you're all separate at the same time. So we acknowledge, we understand that boundaries are vital. Your bodies have boundaries. Your arm does not flow into your partner's arm. It doesn't flow into someone else. When you're walking, your boundaries don't merge. You have those physical boundaries of your body as reminders that boundaries are necessary in the human state. In the human condition, you must have those boundaries. And so one of the things that is biggest challenging for you all is that you don't trust yourselves. So you may feel the sense to say no, or to negotiate for different terms, to be able to see, you know, do it on terms that are different than that which is being proposed to you by someone who is asking for help. You may sense that, but yet you doubt it. You question yourself. You start applying the rules. Oh, but I should do this for people. I should always be available. I it's not good to say no. Or it, you know, I said no last time, so I don't want to use up my quota of no. And what are they going to think about me if I say no? Or what are they going to think about me if I say just I can only do this little bit? I can't do the whole day. I can do an hour. And all of this stuff. So you get in your mind. You get into the ego mind, which is always scanning, is always trying to figure out how are you going to come out best for you and yet not look bad to someone else. Because the ego doesn't like to look bad. And so you are not responsible for someone's judgment of you. If you act in a manner that is kind and compassionate towards someone, even if you have to turn them down, you are not responsible if they then are angry towards you, sad towards you, disappointed towards you, or any other emotion. Of course, it doesn't feel good for you humans to be on the receiving end of any of that. But understand that they are having an experience of their own boundaries being flexed, being denied them in a way. And so you have to concern yourself with your boundaries and your experience, and let the other person concern themselves with their own experience and how are they going to respond. They may feel disappointed. And how do they sit with disappointment? Do they sit with it? Do they throw it back at you? Do they blame you? That is all them. What you need to do is be more willing to receive that from someone if that is where they are at. And know that you cannot control their response to you, but your own needs and your own well-being has to be more important, because if it isn't, you are going to not be in a state of well-being over time. And so recognizing what is best for you, being able to be still and listen to your heart, listen to the voice of your heart. What does it say? Is it saying yes? Is it saying, I wish I could do yes, but it's going to really, it's going to take a lot out of me. I don't have it. Is it saying no, but you're not wanting to say no? Because the voice of your heart will say no. So often you think that, many of you think that the heart is always going to say yes, and no, it does not. It is the mind that says yes, the mind that must say yes, the mind that can't say no because it won't be liked. The ego won't be liked. And so recognizing that what is best for you is of utmost importance, because you must take care of yourself. You cannot take care of other people long term if you can't take care of yourself in the short term. So value yourself enough to be able to sit with yourself and see what feels good. What feels right? Maybe it's not yes or no. Maybe it is a negotiation. I can do a little bit, or I can do a lot, but not all, or not today, next week. Those kind of things. Allow yourself to be caring for yourself enough. And if you care for yourself enough, you will not allow your boundaries to be run over, or if they are, you will step back and regroup and move away. And so to trust, and yet sometimes even if you care for yourself, you will extend yourself because someone really is in a dire strait, in a condition where they need that extra. And you will say, I know that I'm going to have to recover on the weekend because this is going to take a lot out of me, but I am willing to do this for them because they really need the help and I love them. And in that place, you are not going to allow yourself to be drained because it will be a short-term drain because you're going to create time for yourself later. And so being willing to do what is best for you and yet flow a little bit out of that if someone is in great need and you are willing to extend and yet replenish on the back end of that. This is such an important topic. We love this question. We love you all so much. Oh, in great love, we are complete with this transmission. Namaste.
Mm. Mm. I like that. I felt like it was like a mom and dad talk.
Yeah, it was just as well. Yes, right. They are divine parents. So, the conversation was mostly about taking care of you. Mm-hmm. And at the end they said, and sometimes you will extend, but then take care of you on the back end. It was like, okay, I'm going to be exhausted, but I'm going to make time to get some extra rest on the weekend or whenever you can.
Yes. I have a story for when we get back from commercial about this, but it's funny how we think of the word long-term care came to me, but in a good way, right? It's not short-term care, it's long-term.
Oh, they said self-care. Something about short-term. Yes, in the long-term for you, if you there was something about long-term and then short-term for one and long-term for the other. I can't remember exactly what
long-term
it was, but they did.
Self-care and and being able to the negotiation. And when we come back, actually, I have a perfect story to share about negotiating with yourself and about, yes, at times you are able to extend it, but know what to do for that long-term care so that you can. Come back to that, goodie.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right. Long-term care here, and it all involves our compassion boundaries. And you reminded me so much when you're saying, you know what? Ooh, somebody's asked for me, something to extend myself, I know it's going to extend myself, but they really need it. Or maybe I really want it and need it. Mm. But I know there's going to be a little bit of a payoff. And so my mother was, she was sick all my life. She was housebound. She was handicapped. But there were things, like, she still had a life. She had children and events, and there was baby showers and wedding showers and actual weddings and events, and or sometimes even just we needed her for things, graduation, you know, she wants to be there for those things. And she would say, you know what, I really would like to do this, and so I'm gonna gather all my strength to do it. And she knew she would be in bed for at least 3 days. Like, I mean, in bed, like there's no nothing. And it's a big trade-off. Like, that's a big trade-off for that. That's a big negotiating thing. And sometimes she look at it going, wow, I would love to, but in my how my heart is showing up is that that's not worth it, you know, for me. And I don't think I could do that. That's too much.
It's very
difficult when you're constantly making those, that balance, that decision balance all the time. And that's a big representation, a model that we can all look at, that almost every decision we make, the tiny ones are like, okay, I could do that, but it might take me an hour or two to recover. Or that, like, when we look at it in chunks of like, oh, wow, that's going to take me a week to get over that. We are making those decisions all the time, the micro decisions and management. But when we look at it, like, stand back and go, whoa, that's like a bigger time. It really shows that we create our lives based on these decisions and actions.
And how often do we listen to the voice of the heart? And I thought that was interesting. They said, you think the heart's always going to say yes, but that's not true. That the heart says no, but then the ego mind starts going, ooh, but they won't like me, so I better say yes. And I was like, that was really fascinating, because I hadn't thought of that. You know, it's like, oh, listen to that voice of the heart that knows, that really knows. And yes, do we extend ourselves? And maybe sometimes, you know, that extra recuperation, maybe it was going to take you an hour or two to recuperate, but this time you're running on empty, it's going to take you a week, then you have to say no. And I thought that your mother really embodied that. She lived that. She had to have enough compassion for herself to be able to set those boundaries, even though she probably wanted to be at everything as a mother. But she had that limitation that she couldn't.
And you highlighted something actually now that I think about. And what may take one person a recovery time after extending is very different than another. And we can't compare ourselves. And I think that piece came in when you were first channeling about trusting ourselves. Since I've had the car accident, it's stressful for me to drive a little bit now. And I have to really prepare, and then when I get to my location, I sit for a minute, just kind of let my body get not as tense. But somebody else might go, so what, you just jump in the car, go to the store, come back. So everybody has a different experience, and it's very, our compassion also is extended and reserved for knowing that we all respond, we all are well is at a different capacity than everybody else's, and differently in our own lives. I'll be fine again, I'm sure, you know.
yes, our well is different at different times. You know, my friends know that I work a long day, and so if it's a chat and they're in the mood to talk, don't call me at 8:30 at night because I got nothing. If it's urgent and you really need to talk, then yes, I'll be there even though I'm fried. You know, I may be fried, or I'm mostly drained, not usually fried, so speak more accurately. But I'll be there for someone after I finish work at 8:30 if it's something that they really need me, or they need someone. But to chat and just like, oh, hi, how are you? I don't have it, you know? So it is that boundary there that, yes, if it's really, really important, of course I'll be there. But if it's going to be something, you know, chatty and just, how are you? My answer is exhausted. And I found out I have very low B12 today on my physical. So that is why I'm exhausted. So I'm looking forward to getting the B12 shots and getting my energy. So, but then I might have a different compassion boundary, you know, because I've been been exhausted for the last few months. And so, and I thought it was because of my office move and everything. But
You know what? You just led into the question that is totally coming up. Oh my gosh, this is perfect. How do we fill the well? I was literally going to say, there are different ways to, there could be sleep, there could be B12, there could be, rest. That is so perfect. What a perfect way to go into that. So that was the question we share in the show description, that yes, about how to set those and how to hold them, but then how do we fill the well? And yes, we know, so resting is one, and vitamins and healthy lifestyle is the other, but yeah, that would be sure great to channel that.
Yeah. And the boundaries, you know, so the doctors, my primary care physician says to me, so the protocol is once a week for a month, and then you can go every other week for another month. And I said, I really don't. I said, that is going to be very difficult for me. She goes, okay. So actually, most people will do once a month. So you can do that. Can you do that? I said, yes.
But
I
was just, yes.
I did not want to commit. And you're going to take supplements in the meantime. And I'm like, yep. And I hadn't been taking a B12, specifically B12 supplement. But it is that negotiation of the boundary and recognizing how do we fill the well? I mean, what's coming to me right now is how important we all are. You know, I just wanted to mention one quick thing is in my women's group, we were talking about the compassion boundaries, and a dear friend was saying that, you know, shouldn't we take care of everybody? Shouldn't we take care of people if they need us? And, you know, kind of to basically say, if they need us, that overrides, you know, what our sense is. That's the way I interpret it. If you're listening and I misinterpret it, please don't take it personally. But it was my understanding was it was coming from a caring, a deep caring. And yet sometimes the answer is still no. And you're taking care of people by taking care of yourself. And in the pre-channel message, there was a line there that says sometimes sending compassion energetically, you can do more for somebody than you can do it on a physical level. So there's extending compassion energetically sometimes is more than doing this and that for somebody. So,
yeah. And what I heard there is, you know what, others may need us and we need ourselves too.
Yeah. We need ourselves too. We need ourselves. That oxygen mask example always comes to me. We need to put ours on first. So let's fill the well. Let's see what the divine has to say about that. Ah, that's such a beautiful topic, so give me one second.
Okay.
Once again, so grateful for you, Divine, and the messages, the clarity that you offer us, and how can we fill our well, and how can we honor ourselves is what I'm sensing through all of this, and honor others too, but also remember to fill ourselves and honor ourselves. We love how you brought in the honoring. Honoring yourselves is something that is not always in your awareness. That is not something that you are consciously choosing to be aware of and consciously choosing in your choices. Does this choice honor me? Does that choice honor me? So self-filling, filling oneself, filling the compassion well, the reserves, is very self-honoring. What honors you? Know what honors you. Noemi Grace, we know that meditation honors you. If you shortchange yourself and don't meditate for days, you will not be the same person, and we won't say more about that. We know that exercise honors you in that taking your daily walk. If you miss a few days, again, you will not be the same person as you would be. In the core, you will be, of course, but your actions, your words will be different than they will be when you've honored yourself and taken care of what is so important. And the other thing is connecting with people. That is something for you, Noemi Grace, that's very important as well. And of course, these messages, sharing these messages, you feel honored in that. And so to fill the well, honor yourself. If your well is empty, stop for a moment. How did this well get drained? What has been happening? You may realize that you've been running on empty. You've been doing something so much, your schedule has been so full recently, and that is what's going on, but you may not even realize why you are drained. And yes, you might be low on vitamins, but there may be the choices that you're making. And so to fill your well often requires slightly different choices, or sometimes very different choices. Prioritizing that, prioritizing to filling yourself and replenishing yourself and nurturing yourself and caring for yourself. Those are essential, essential items. These are essential things to do for yourself. We will say tasks, but not tasks like on a to-do list. These are essential survival skills and thrival skills. If you wish to thrive, you must do this. And honoring yourself and caring for yourself and recognizing, prioritizing, it is important that my well be full. Knowing when your well is full, knowing when it's mostly full, knowing as it's starting to deplete, and stop yourself. Sit with yourself. Be with yourself. Be with yourself and open up to receive our divine replenishment, our divine nourishment, and do what nourishes you. You all know what nourishes you. You know what nurtures you. You know what makes you feel full and free and alive. Do that. And if there is no space for that because you are saying yes to everyone else, then you must sit with yourself and weigh each one and see, oh, I have these 10 things that I have agreed to do, and I don't have any space to do any of these things that would fill me up. Where can you say yes, and where? Where is your heart and soul saying no? Learning to listen to yourself and be willing to choose what's in alignment with you, with the truth of you. Your truth is not always where you're coming from. Learning to honor your truth, learning to respect your truth, learning to choose from truth. There's so much more to say. We are really grateful for this time and these questions, and we want to leave you with this. Love yourself enough to take care of yourself through self-compassion, self-care, self-nurturance. We love you so much. Great love. Namaste.
I love that. What I really heard was to fill the well, we have to make space to receive and to fill it up. Yeah, that's what really is the receiving, the sitting quietly, the hearing.
Yes, and the honoring. The honoring yourself.
And stopping. I love that. Stop to ask. So step one, we stop and ask, well, how is my well getting drained? You know, where having that recognition of what it is. So if it's running around, overextending, as the choices you make, and then sit with and make that space to be able to make slightly different, prioritizing. Oh, I like that one. That was a prioritizing big word. And then to receive, and then you realize, well, wait a second, my well's running dry because I haven't prioritized myself to receive compassion.
From myself, yes. Right? If we're not prioritizing to receive compassion from ourselves and we're expecting compassion from others,
yes.
It's not that they won't give it, but if we're not accustomed to receiving it, because we're not receiving it from ourselves. Whatever we're giving and receiving ourselves, we get accustomed to. If we're not accustomed to it, we might not even recognize it or take it fully in. And so, and the other thing I liked is, how's my well doing today? How am I knowing, checking in with yourself? How is my reserve today? How am I? Do I need to make extra time for myself? And for me, that's sometimes challenging. If it's a heavy work day where I have a lot of clients, it's get up and take that walk, you know, and find 5 minutes in between clients, even if I run a few minutes late, to breathe and connect to divine love. And it's so important.
You know, not to change our analogy completely about from the well, but I'm going to use the good old car one. When we have to check the gas tank, we get in the car, I have to get to point B. How much gas is in the tank? Well, I don't have time to stop and get the whole full tank, but I have a little bit, you know, I could put $5 into, well, not anymore these days, $10 in. and then I can, you know, I like this. So there's that negotiating.
Yes. And that's,
yeah.
And You know, if you say, oh, you're running late, you're not going to stop and get gas, you think you have enough, and you arrive and you're on fumes at the end, there's nothing left. I had an experience in a snowstorm where I thought we were going to run out of gas going to Lake Placid, New York, and it was scary. It was very scary. And I was like, because we didn't realize that on the Northway there's no gas stations for like an hour and a half, you know, and we didn't miss the last one. And it was really scary. And it's like stopping to say, and that wasn't that I was running late or anything. It was, I didn't want to stop. So being willing to stop and take care of ourselves no matter what.
Yeah, and just to close on that, because we're in our minute now, is you know what? When we don't stop to check in and say, how was my well today, then we can find ourselves in stressful or scary situations that now that didn't need to be that way, and then our compassion boundaries actually get shifted because we can't be clear. We're not thinking properly. We're reacting differently. Like what the channel message says, you will behave differently. Your core will be the same, but if we're not refilling it at different times, we are going to make different decisions and choices. So I love this conversation we're having, and we invite everybody, if you want to just have a little bit more of this and further, go to the Facebook page, Noemi Grace or myself, Lisa Berry. We have the show description and topic, and if there's any questions, I'll just comment and share this with us. We love being here with you twice a month on Access to Angels and Grace. Thank you, Noemi.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, everyone listening. You add to the energy, you add to the vibration, you build the show up. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste. Bye-bye.